Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's bring in Adam McCauley, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCauley. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McCauley of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Adam, I started out the show today and I said, look, I don't know how long you can go with Jesus Aguilar specifically coming up in positions where he can drive in runs and still not producing. At what point do you say enough with the experiment that is a failing one at this point with Jesus Aguilar?
Well, I mean, the only one who can answer that is if we do a three-way call here with David Stearns, because he holds the answer to that question. I'll tell you it's not today, because they just sent out the day's you know, they send out the press notes every day that they'll note roster moves there, and there's no roster move today. So honestly, the only 100% definitive answer I can give you is it's not happening today. But, you know, this is a problem. He's 5 for his last 40. He's fallen into kind of the secondary role at that position behind Eric Thames, who's been quite productive. People get hung up on the strikeouts, but when you look at sort of the power production he's given him, he's earned sort of the primary playing time, and in a division with primarily right-handed pitchers, you can easily play Eric Thames there as the primary guy. So, you know, maybe that is influencing their patience here, that Jesus Aguilar is in more of a secondary role. But look, this offensive production is not good enough, and it's over a long period of time. So at some point, you do have to think about other options there, maybe bringing in someone who's a little more flexible that can help cover you at other positions and, you know, play first base when you need a right-handed bat. I don't know exactly who that guy would be. I don't think that's a bring-back Keston Hira-type situation, and that's probably, again, part of the reason why they haven't pulled the trigger on the moves is, you know, it's in a kind of a secondary role, and they feel covered at the other positions right now. Travis Shaw is hitting a little bit again. So it's a part of that larger combination, and they don't feel compelled yet to make a move there.
Yeah, I was going to say, my solution was Keston Hira comes up, and then you jockey around Moose and Travis, and you kind of go with at least what you consider to be a better infield and a better average, because
yeah, I think just, it would be different happening. If Travis Shaw were a right-handed hitter, maybe it would be different. You know, if Shaw or Muth were right-handed, I think maybe that's a move that makes more sense. I mean, right now your other option there is maybe like a Hernan Perez who rakes against left-handed pitchers. You could play him there, but I mean, again, it's in a secondary role. And I think if we did have David Stearns on this phone call, what he would say is, they feel good about what Eric Thames is giving them as the primary guy, and we're talking about, you know, kind of the second player at that position. So, you know, is there a better use for that roster spot right now than Jesus Aguilar the way he's producing? Yeah. But, you know, again, the complication is he's not a guy that you can shuttle back and forth. So if you expose him to, you know, if you just cut him loose, designate him for assignment, you're going to lose him. And I'm certain there's another team that would take the risk on that sort of potential production based on what he did a season ago, and you know, put him in and see if you could get him going again. And that's why the Brewers have been so patient with him.
Then there's Freddie Peralta, who got roughed up again last night. And the comment was loud coming from Craig Counsell, who said, yeah, even the pitches he threw that were good pitches, they're hitting. And yeah, having a starter with only two pitches, it's something we have to think about. It sounds to me like they've come to the end of the rope pretty much with Freddie Peralta.
Well, look, I mean, I feel like they've been there this year already. They've sort of been at the end of the rope and let go and then grabbed the rope again out of necessity. The one thing I would say about this two-pitch thing is it is technically, when you look up the stats, two pitches, but really it's three pitches because he's got that weird variation where he basically throws two four-seam fastballs. He tilts the ball in his hand, and it's two different grips where he's gripping four seams with both, but one is a cutter and one is a four-seam, a traditional four-seam fastball. So I give him credit for that. To me, it's more fastball, cutter, curveball, and I think that combination can work. I don't know if there needs to be, we need a better pitching coach than me to determine whether he needs something that just gives him a better, a changeup maybe, something to change the velocity, change the timing of the hitter a little bit better. Because when you do get these comments about he made his pitch and the guy hit it, and if that happens over and over and over, well, you need to think about trying something a little bit different to throw off the hitter's timing. And it doesn't seem like right now he has that. So, there is definitely a role for Freddie Peralta. And again, the other thing about him is, you think about his age, he's really, I think it gets forgotten how young this guy is. Of the Brewers' young guys, he's by far the youngest. So there still is development in there. Whether he's a starter or a reliever long-term, that's something they have to figure out. And I agree with you that in the immediate, it seems like they're poised to go in a different direction. But again, at the risk of saying this about every player, you don't want to completely give up on a guy with that kind of ability at that young age, who's had success in the major leagues at that young age. It's just a matter of figuring out, are there enough tools to get him to where we want him to be as a starting pitcher, or is it time to commit to a move like you did with, say, Josh Hader, and stick him in the pen, let him, basically let him eat, throw those two pitches, and have success doing that. That it does seem like they're, maybe tilting toward making a decision in that area.
Yeah, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm simply saying that, and I agree with you, he's a young guy, but and even though he does have that other pitch, as Craig Counsell had said, when you make a really good, one of your best pitches and guys are still teeing off, you have to realize that Major League Baseball has caught up to you. And don't get me wrong, I mean, you've got a lineup that absolutely rakes down in Houston, and they didn't have even their best lineup in there last night, but when you've got that kind of a prowess right now where you're making really good pitches and guys are still able to catch up with you and find it, that's disconcerting. So maybe he needs some time to go back and kind of reevaluate where he's at and maybe add something to the arsenal that can throw batters off a little bit, because it clearly just isn't happening right now.
Yeah, and look, this conversation that we're having about a guy adding pitchers, and we've had it with Josh Hader, we've had it with other players. I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about Ben Sheets, who was laughing at this notion, because remember, that was also the same with him. He was fastball, curveball, and that was it. And he messed around with the changeup for years and years, and he laughs now looking back on it, how everyone was like, he needs to add a third pitch. And Sheets' thing was, you think I don't know that? It's easy to say and difficult to do, even for a guy with a baseball aptitude of a Ben Sheets, who knew as much about baseball, thought about the game as much as anybody, no matter what his sort of fun-loving, sort of not care about anything exterior said. He was a really smart baseball guy, and he never could add a third pitch. And injuries got him, but he had a pretty good career with two pitches because he learned how to use them. So those are the conversations they need to have with Freddie Peralta. I'm sure they've worked on changeups with him. They do it with every player. But I think the point I just wanted to interject is just seeing at a third pitch. For some guys, it's not the solution, because if that pitch is lousy, it's not going to help you and it might actually hurt you. And so those are all the things that they need to figure out with this young guy. We've been at this point before, like I said, with Craig Counsell sort of hinting at making a change, sending, pitching Peralta in relief for a long stretch and figuring out something else in the rotation. I suppose that's also going to have to figure in with where is Justin at, where is Gio Gonzalez at, and when can they expect to get those guys back in, because that would give them a little more flexibility to make a move. Peralta started this time because they needed him. So let's see what happens next time around.
Talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. So do you think this Brewers team makes a move via pitching in the next 2-3 weeks?
No, not the next 2-3 weeks. I'd be surprised unless there's some kind of big setback with those injured list guys. But I do think they make a move in the next 6 weeks because history tells us that David Stearns is going to add a reliever. He's done it before, and you know many teams that are sort of in it, they beef up that bullpen at the trade deadline. This year it's a little different because you can't trade after July 31st. So that's going to make teams more aggressive in terms of making July moves. Maybe you strike early if you can get a deal done because, you know, you get a guy longer and if it's an area that you know you need. But I still think it's more likely in the pen. You know, they're going with this philosophy that their starting pitching is better than all of us on the outside think it is. And, you know, there have been long stretches where the results say they're right, where they've gotten great production, even though they don't have the guy like the Houston Astros that pitching against the Brewers tonight, Justin Verlander. They don't have that big-time all-star game starting pitcher type guy, but they feel like they've got enough to cover the innings if and the bullpen behind it to finish out games, and they've done a pretty good job winning games with this combination of players. So I don't know. That has been their plan from the start. It would, at this point, you know, at this point to me, it seems more likely that they add to the pen like they've done in past years and, you know, try to get yourself a killer bullpen like they had last year, like they had if you look back to 2011 when they were really, really good. You have four-plus really good options out of that pen. I don't think they have that yet, and I think that's why it's an area that they'll look at.
Adam, always good. We'll talk again next week and appreciate it, pal, okay?
Yep. See you, Bill.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.